Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to Influencer Marketing for Destinations. We are so excited that we're coming to the end of our first year of this podcast. This is our second to last episode of the whole year, and we've got a couple really good jam-packed episodes for you. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the amazing guests that we've had on this year and talk a little bit about the highlights and what we enjoyed and what we got out of it so that you can have a little overview of 2021. But before we do that, Jess, let's hop into our timeout for trends for today.
Okay, we have a lot of trends that we need to talk about. We are going to focus on Pinterest, though, today. We have three trends that we want to let you guys know about. The first one, Pinterest just released on October 15th that they're still finding that the pandemic is still impacting travel plans when people are coming to Pinterest to plan their travel for the next year. So a little bit about what they said about that is that even though a lot of restrictions have been lifted, COVID-19 still is playing a role in what they're planning for 2022. Pinterest also released data that showed that 72% of travel pinners have used the platform to decide on their next destination, which is huge. So this is definitely a platform that we need to look at when determining trends for 2022. And then they also let us know that those decisions that Pinterest users are making are increasingly being guided by like passions for hiking, outdoor activities, even going to museums. And then some of the goals that they're chasing include escaping the city, wanting to keep that summertime weather. So they're, you know, flying south. And then they're doing that rather than searching for a specific destination. So that's critical for destinations to understand what keywords that they should be using. So I thought that was a really cool trend that Pinterest has just released for destinations and influencers alike to be aware of for 2022.
Yeah, thanks, Jess. I love this trend because Pinterest is very much an awareness platform. And so it's fun for me to think about how people come to Pinterest with this idea of what they want to do, but not necessarily where they want to go. And so no matter what content you're writing or really what marketing efforts you're doing, Pinterest actually is a great place to start when you're trying to draw people to your destination. What topics are people talking about? And so when you think about these passion and interest-based activities, you can create content, blog posts, even podcast episodes on those topics, and then use pins to drive them to that content to find it.
Exactly. Another trend that Pinterest just released, this was released on October 20th of 2021. This is specifically for the influencers that are listening. If you own a Pinterest account, you should check to see if you're eligible to apply to the creator program. Basically, Pinterest is handing out money to creators who are willing to test some of their new features, one of which is, I'm going to steal a quote that they used. They said, quote, "Get paid based on whether their content meets all general content criteria and goal-specific criteria." So basically, for instance, Pinterest might ask somebody to make like a fall-themed idea pin, and they'll pay them $100 if that pin gets 5 takes. A take is a new feature on Pinterest that basically lets users put their own spin on a creator's piece of content. So this is a really cool thing that Pinterest is doing. Basically, it's like the Instagram Creator Fund or the TikTok Creator Fund. They're trying to get people on the platform to basically do specific things for them and get paid for it. So that's something to be aware of if you are an influencer listening to our show.
Yeah, and that automatically transitions really well into the third article we found on Pinterest. Pinterest really is trying to up their game and compete with these other social media platforms because on November 1st, they released another article. This one was from TechCrunch, and they released the Pinterest Live Shopping or Pinterest TV feature. So they're trying to pivot and be an inspirational shopping site for home and creator content, but this video platform actually keeps them relevant with TikTok and with Instagram and with all the other video content that's being put out there. So these are a series of live and original shoppable videos. So you can see the creators using these types of videos and you can actually purchase and use them at the same time. So this, for creators and for influencers that are interested in this, they actually are going to include AV support from Pinterest if you're a part of this program. So think about kind of a podcast or a TV kind of segment or a TV show, and there will be 10 to 30 minutes of pre-production time with the AV team, with the Pinterest team, and then you'll have your 30-minute episode. So you've got a lot of space to be creative and to actually partner with Pinterest to do this, and it's a really cool opportunity.
I think so too. And while it's not currently available to like everybody on Pinterest, there is a sign-up form if you're interested in applying to this program. So definitely check that out if you are an influencer listening to our show today.
Yep, we'll include the links in our description, and so you can click on those and find more information about it and then be able to sign up and find out how you can participate in all of this.
Exactly. Well, we shared a lot about Pinterest today, and we hope that was helpful, but it's time to jump into our deep dive. Today, like Jacqueline mentioned, we're going to be reviewing some of our favorite guests that have joined us on the show and just sharing a couple of moments of clips from them where they shared extremely valuable information. We just kind of want to highlight those and talk about some of those key moments from our year of 2021. So without further ado, let's jump into this first clip. We're going to hear from Sarah from Southern Idaho. Okay, so Sarah, obviously we're talking about researching and vetting influencers today. So my first question for you is, how do you go about finding your influencers? And then after finding them, researching to see if they're a good fit?
Yeah, so really every influencer has been a different experience for me. Sometimes I'm reaching out to them, sometimes they're reaching out to me. I really love to give people a chance who reach out to me saying they never knew that Idaho was cool or even real. And they say that they're really interested in traveling here. I love to give them a chance. So I'll go and look at their page. I'll just make sure that they're interacting with all of their people, making sure that they do care about their audience, that they're giving them relevant and important information. And then usually we'll just continue the conversation from there. And yeah, we'll start planning the trip from there.
That's really cool. I like how you said that, you know, sometimes they reach out to you and then sometimes you go about finding them. When you go about finding them, how do you find them? Do you just find them through Instagram or Facebook, or do you have a specific influencer marketing platform that you use?
Yeah, so I actually am not using any platform currently. I'm generally going out and looking for them myself. So I'll go on like the Explore page and I'll see some people maybe trending in the Pacific Northwest or in the markets that we're currently trying to target. And if their photos look, you know, like vibrant and bright and just eye-catching, I'll genuinely go and look into their page, start seeing what their captions are, if they're more informational or if it's just a hobby for them. And the people who have about 100,000 to 300,000 followers are who we're generally targeting, just to make sure that our page is getting a great reach to their following.
Interesting. Yeah, I love how you mentioned about the captions. Tell me a little bit more about what you look for specifically in that.
Yeah, so really informational is what we're looking for. How they can portray to their audience how amazing Idaho is our end goal. I want to know that they're going to be writing like how to get to a certain place or what their experience was at this certain place. And hopefully it's all in good light. But of course, a little bit of truth to it, you know, like maybe the road is really bumpy there. So they're letting their audience know that they're going to need a high clearance vehicle, give a little bit of direction, and, you know, interacting with their audience when they're asking questions about what their caption was.
I absolutely loved Sarah's clip that we just played. I love that she kind of described exactly what she's looking for when she vets her influencers. And a few things that stuck out to me were like the photography, the authenticity. She even goes in and talks about what are they talking about in their captions? Are they actually a travel influencer or just a fashion influencer that likes traveling? So I thought that was very fascinating.
You know, Earth to Sarah is... well, that's her Instagram name, but Sarah's just so amazing. And after listening to this clip and learning about her, because this is an influencer that Jess brought to the show, We used her. We loved what she had to say. We loved her photography content. Everything that she mentions in this clip was 100% true. And so we actually sent her to San Juan County in Utah not too long after we recorded this episode. And so these are exactly the things that we're looking for, especially as an agency or a destination. And so if these are the things that you're focusing on and you're working on communicating with your audience, you'll definitely be attracting the right people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Awesome. So this next clip is from Megan Fox. We had her on to talk about how a destination builds itineraries. And so let's hear what she has to say.
So for family-based influencers, I would find out the age groups, you know, of their kids that I'm working with. And then I would set up a family-friendly activity, such as a horseback ride or a short Slot Canyon tour, a Stars and S'mores tour that the kids would enjoy, or a local tour of our animal sanctuary. And then if the kids were older, I would set up a fun longer hiking tour or an ATV tour. And as far as couple influencers, I would probably set up at least a half a day or a full day hiking or photography tour, you know, to whatever they specialize in. Or I also would book a fun ATV tour at our local state park.
Thanks, Megan, again for that great advice. I love how the destinations put so much effort into building itineraries for influencers. And so influencers, if you're unfamiliar with this part of the planning process, because sometimes influencers are very involved and then other times they aren't, I would highly suggest going back and listening to this episode because it's so true. When we plan a itinerary for influencers, we think about every aspect, even down to, like she said, are they afraid of heights? How tall are they? I've even asked shoe sizes on occasion for the different activities that we've had influencers do. And so I love what she says about that.
Yeah, I think that was really cool. I loved just kind of knowing the behind the scenes of what goes into making an itinerary. It was really fascinating.
The other thing that I think is really cool about this is for influencers specifically, if you're looking to do some of these activities, or if you're a canyoneering expert or a snowshoeing expert, it may be a good idea to include this in your media kit. This is something we didn't mention in that episode, but I've actually thought about recently afterwards. If these are the type of activities you're interested in doing in destinations, maybe have a little section in your media kit that says, you know, about us to help you build the itinerary. And that actually would be really cool.
I totally agree with that. I think that would be fantastic for influencers to do. This next clip comes from Allie and Bobby. Their Instagram is The Traveling Newlyweds, and I loved what they had to say.
So when you go on these road trips and when you're looking at these smaller hidden gem locations and you want to go pitch that destination, how do you go about doing that? You know, how do you craft this email, or is it a phone call? What does it look like?
I will say, to me, like having maybe one of your jobs at some point at an agency working with destination, the idea of like how many emails you might get from influencers is like such an exciting and fascinating. I don't necessarily want to do that, but it's fascinating to me because I would love to just see all the different pitches, all the different things that people are saying and what the volume is. Because I'm sure some of these destinations, it's just outrageous how many emails they get of people just being like, hey, I'll post for you if you give me $10,000. It's just crazy, crazy pitches and whatnot. But anyway, sorry, that's besides the point. In terms of deciding, it's always an email to start, and just because it is, I know that these people are with the tourism boards that we've worked with, we know how spread thin they are, whether with all the different initiatives and things that they're working on. So for me to just call them blindly and them not know who I am, like, I deserve to be hung up on unless I have something extremely compelling, which I probably don't for how busy they might be. So I always just start with an email and then just try to introduce us and give them a little background. And thankfully, within the last couple of years, even though like we're not these mega influencers in terms of destinations, we've built a brand where more often than not, people have heard of us or have worked with someone that knows us or whatever. And that helps get our foot in the door. But in terms of crafting a pitch, it's always about being flexible and finding ways to help them. It's not coming in and saying, hey, we have this really, really valuable Instagram platform, and we're going to post 2 times, and we will do 3 stories, and that's all unless you give us this and X, Y, and Z. Whereas we come in and say like, hey, we saw your destination. We saw your platform. We think that we'd love it there and we'd love to find our favorite spots. You could push us in the right direction. And this is what we normally do. How would this work for you? You know, like this is our normal package that we have, that this is the type of content for a destination of your size and the time that we'd be visiting the town. Like, this is what we'd plan on doing, but like, what's your need? Sometimes it's like, oh, we'd love you to do Instagram takeovers and give us a bunch of social content. Other times they're like, oh, we want you to post once while you're here. And then can you give us a lot of imagery? Like, we don't have a lot of UGC or professional photography. Like, what would that look like for you to help us with that? So it's just, it's all about like checking any kind of influencer ego at the door and coming with the idea like, hey, we'd love to come alongside you and help you with what you're already doing well. And we think we have some insights into what may help you stand out a little bit more. So it's definitely customized for each place that we approach, but it's coming with like flexibility and openness to what would be helpful.
I absolutely loved this episode with them. Just because we found out exactly what they do and what their pitches look like when they approach a destination, I really loved how they came with let us help you instead of let us tell you what to do. Do you know what I mean? I thought that was a fascinating way to talk to a destination.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I don't know if I fully got that vibe the first time around, but this time listening to them again, you can really tell that they want to be a destination consultant almost. Like, they're there to support the destination, they're there to help, and they're even there to offer advice, they said, and really help them to figure out their strategy as well. So I love that the role of an influencer is really put to a whole new level here, because not only are you a business and you're obviously trying to make money, make revenue, go on this trip and post, but they're really trying to do what we preach and what we want to invoke with this podcast, which is really just bringing the success of both destination and influencer together in a really strong partnership.
Exactly. Yep. I 100% agree with what you just said.
That's awesome. There's another group of influencers that we're going to highlight. And I really loved how this influencer also had just a very strong and very supportive business message. We're going to listen to Jody Nelson, who is Parents Who Travel on Instagram. And she was part of our influencer compilation in episode 14.
Hello. This is Jody Nelson, and I'm coming from Parents Who Travel. We are a family travel business with an emphasis in adventure, and we love the outdoors, and we love living with no regrets. So we have joined on social media platforms like Instagram. That's our main bread and butter social media account. We also have accounts on Facebook. We have a blog and TikTok. We got into this niche by doing what we love. So my husband and I have always been into traveling and adventuring. So when we added the kids, naturally, we wanted to get them involved in our adventures and travels too. So we made that into a business. And we keep seeking out travel opportunities and adventures. So we love this niche, and we love representing our brand on social media platforms. And this niche works for our business because many of the brands that we love target families, and we can make an income working with those brands by doing what we love. We live our lives on the daily doing adventures and traveling. And so if you can make that into a business and an income, then that's what we have planned on doing, and we love it. So if you would like to check us out on some of our social media accounts, you can do that, and we'd love to have you follow along. We are on Instagram as Parents Who Travel, and our blog is parentswhotravel.com. Also on TikTok and Facebook, Parents Who Travel.
Thanks, Jody, so much for sharing your wisdom and your business with us. I love how she really explains her business and does it really well and in a very concise way. There are four questions that I actually learned from a public relations professional pretty recently that I'd love to share with you guys, because these four questions are really what every influencer and every destination should consider when they're putting together their brand, their business, what they're really trying to accomplish. The first one is, what are you trying to accomplish? With Jody, we heard from her directly that she's trying to live with no regrets. She's trying to travel and make a living for her family. The second one is, who is your audience? So Jody, along with a lot of the other influencers we've heard in clips today, they know who they're talking to. They know who their audience is. They know if they're family travel or if they're couples or if they are an older family with teenagers, for example. Who is your audience? The third question is, what's your message? Obviously for Jody, it's living with no regrets. It's being able to travel. In that same episode, we heard from the Hurried Hostess, from Stacey Anderson, and she said her message is to share that weekend travel is possible, that you can do traveling even if you have a full-time job with kids and everything else. So what message are you trying to share? And then the last question is, how will you do it? So obviously for influencers and destinations, social media and what we've been talking about in our podcast is a very big tactic that you would want to use to share that message with your audience. But remember that I'm sure there are other tactics, and especially for destinations, look at your whole content plan or your whole branding plan and decide what works best for you to share that message. And maybe influencers are the way to go.
Exactly. Those are fantastic four questions. Thank you so much for sharing those. I think those are valuable for both the destination and the influencer to ask themselves. So fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. Our next clip features Tony, who is from Tuacon, and we talked to him about his requirements for his influencers dealing with media kits. So let's hear what he had to say.
So when it comes to media kits, you mentioned you're just starting to ask for those. What do you like to see when you receive one?
For being a creative dude, I'm also pretty analytic. I want to see kind of the core benchmarks, which would be, you know, engagement coupled with demographics. But what's really interesting to me is I want to know when people are engaging with your social media. So if I have somebody coming to me and saying, hey, I want to come and I'll promote you by doing a couple of posts and all that kind of jazz, the first question that I will ask is, hey, where's your media kit or where's your influencer kit? And that weeds out about 90% of people. And once I get that on that, I want to see exactly what their engagement looks like and at what times of the day and who's engaging. So if their market doesn't line up with mine, then it doesn't really make sense for them to partner with us in that regard. I don't really necessarily want a food blogger coming in to review shows with us if their market isn't necessarily our market, if they're kind of like a kids toys YouTube channel. There's no place for that with us. So for me, what I'm really looking for is hardcore analytics of what is going on with their feed, what's going on with their page, and we can make educated decisions from there.
What I really loved about this episode with Tony was that in the beginning, it seemed like they weren't really utilizing media kits for influencers, but then he started to realize the advantage and how it was a necessity to get media kits from his influencers that he was partnering with. So I loved seeing that switch in his mind of like, maybe it's not that big of a deal to, no, this is a really big deal. We need to see this media kit to figure out who you are, who your audience is, what your purpose is, and all of those good questions that are answered when influencers send a destination a media kit.
Yep, I definitely agree. And I think it's really awesome that Tony was so decided on what he wanted to see and what he didn't. One of the things that Tony said he really wants to see is those influencer statistics. And so I can't stress enough how important it is to have updated statistics. We know in today's technology world that as soon as you create your PDF and you export it or your image, it becomes obsolete almost. And so you want to make sure you're updating that at least every few months. And if you need to send that to some past destinations and show them some growth, then do it, because that would be awesome.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. I think we're heading into our last guest highlight here. I want to quickly just thank all of the guests that we've had on the show this year, and really just thank you, because it's really our listeners and our guests and everyone out there who is supporting the podcast and supporting Jess and I in this role to help bring you guys the best information and the highlights, the best things that we can be doing to help each other be successful. So our last guest is Guy Cunha. He was episode 16, and he talked about building contracts and content plans. Guy Cunha is in Florida, and he and his team have done an amazing job of putting together a very solid content plan that includes multiple different types of influencers. So let's hear what he has to say.
So we've listened to your episode from the Destination Marketing Podcast, but can you share with our listeners about what types of influencers and prominent figures that your specific destination works with?
So for us, we actually have two different components. We have the leisure transient traveler that we target, and we specifically contract with visitors that have one of two things, or outdoor adventure seekers, especially some with water activities in their content, in their media kit, or food and beverage. We have a very strong craft scene. We position ourselves as the authentic side of Orlando, the craft side of Orlando. You know, it's not very corporate for us. At the end of the day, it's the authenticity. It's a true Florida feel right next to Disney and Universal and SeaWorld and all the parks. So you get the best of both worlds when you come to Seminole County. Now, we also have a sports side. Now, the sports side, it's a $33 million sports complexes that we've purchased through tourism dollars. So that's our leisure group travelers. So for the leisure group travelers, we're mainly focused on diamond sports, with the highest yield being in softball. So for us, when we look at influencers, this new name, image, and likeness legislation that was rolled out in the state of Florida and adopted by the NCAA, now all of a sudden it gives us access to these influencers that are student athletes for universities that are in our target market. So sorry about the mouthful, but for us,
that's really good.
For us, we have to customize our influencer strategy, because we do have two different components. It's not just destination marketing for a transient or meetings and convention side. We have a sports dynamic that we have to take into effect.
Thank you so much, Guy. That was amazing. I love how the four questions I mentioned earlier are exactly what Guy is going over again. He has two target markets, two audiences that he's reaching, and therefore two voices and two different types of messages that influencers can help and be a part of to support the county and support the destination. And so the perfect pairing for this episode with Guy is that influencer niche episode, because if your niche is influencer sports or sports related, or even the travel, leisure, food, beverage, you know, those are things that Guy is looking for. And so those are things that destinations are also looking for. So it's so important to have your niches identified.
Exactly. I think the best line that I took from that last little clip was, he comes to influencer marketing with a customized approach. It's not just a one size fits all. He definitely takes his time and figures out a good strategy. And it's not just, this is the way we're going to do it. In fact, he has multiple different approaches of how he's going to do influencer marketing. So I think that's really, really important for a destination to understand.
I think so too. And hopping on that again, I mean, this is where the traveling newlyweds, you know, do a really good job. If you know that a destination is trying to be specific with their strategy, really be that support and that advice component, and really not only consider a pitch for a one trip, one and done type of thing, but really try to build that long lasting relationship with a destination or with an influencer and say, hey, this is our strategy, but how do you see yourself fitting in? Or, hey, destination, this is what I can do. This is my niche, but I want to help you. What's your strategy and how can we make this work? And really being open to that collaboration is a big deal.
Exactly. Yep. Wise words from Jacqueline. Well, thanks so much for sharing. And for everybody that we featured today, we had so many guests. So I can speak for both Jacqueline and I. It was really hard to just pick a couple each, just because we've had so many amazing people join us on our podcast this year. But here were just some of the highlights that we felt were important to share again. And we just want to thank our guests that have joined us, and then also thank our listeners for listening and joining us in 2021. We really had a blast sharing all things influencer marketing with you.
Definitely. Jess and I love doing this show. We're amazed that we've made it this far. And so if you are interested in being a guest, and if you have something important that you want to share with our audience in 2022, please reach out to us and we can work something out. Our email is influencermarketing@relicagency.com. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and reach out to us, DM us. We'd love to collaborate and work with as many destinations and influencers as we can. We've got a lot of great topics lined up for next year. So thanks again, guests, and we will see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.